This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I got to do a welcome to the Northern Kia Studios, June 1st. John Frigge with you for another hour, taking you to 2 o'clock. And Caleb Johnson takes you to 5, and Grant McCauley comes in. 5 to 7 from the diamond, very latest on the Braves, who today tee it up against the Red Sox one more time. See what they can do to begin this month. Very important month for the Atlanta Braves, as I mentioned. Not going to sit here and tell you it's critical, but by the end of the month, they will have passed the halfway point of the regular season. They will play at one stretch this month, 13 straight games within the division, including multiple games, both home and road, against the MESS, mess. So really important that the Braves make some hay in June and put themselves in a position. And more important than just the numbers, which the numbers are obviously critical, is that, you know, by the end of the month, we'll sit here first month from today, 1st of July, saying, okay, we're going into the 4th of July weekend. Do the Braves look like a team that can actually contend for the East and make some noise in the postseason? Because at the moment, they don't. We all agree, right? They don't. And yes, to one caller's point, the shortstop is a massive hole in this team that has to be addressed by Alex Anthopoulos. They're trying to plug it, and it's not working. Okay, it's leaking like crazy. So they've got to figure that out. Understand the problem with it is everybody in baseball knows this. Everybody in baseball goes, oh, the Braves got a big problem in shortstop. So they're going to, it's a highway robbery at this point, holding you up, trying to make you, do something here. One of the things that I toyed with in my mind, and I know this is going to sound weird, but keep this in mind, okay, if you're a Braves fan. When they came up, all right, Ozzie Albies and Dansby Swanson, when they first were coming up through the ranks to the major leagues, do you know which was the shortstop and which was the second baseman? Ozzie was the shortstop and Dansby was the second baseman. And then there was a last-minute decision to flip them. So Ozzie came up as a shortstop. So maybe we're looking at this wrong. Maybe the Braves should say, Ozzie, we need you to play short. We'll go find a second baseman. I'm just saying, that's just the dumbest thing ever. Again, Ozzie came up as the shortstop and Dansby as the second baseman. There was a last minute decision to switch them. It's not an unfamiliar position for Ozzie to play. That's what he was going to be in the major leagues, a shortstop. Maybe that's just an alternative. Instead of out there trying to find a shortstop, which is difficult to do, maybe you look for a second baseman, which is easier to do. I'm just offering up something. You know, now obviously Alex Anthopoulos is not listening to us because he's got a baseball game going on. Though I know he listens to my show. We all know that. But I'm just offering up a possibility, you know, a plausible path to fixing what is currently an inexorable problem for the Atlanta Braves that they one they can't get out of. That's for you all you swappers. Because it's just such a bad hole that the idea of maybe going to, oh, let's see if we can't find a veteran second baseman and put Ozzie at short. Maybe that fixes it, at least for the time being, or maybe that becomes a permanent fix. Hey, that actually works. Yeah. Ozzie knows how to play short. Yes, he does. Because when we sit around here, one of the things is true, whether it's the Hawks draft later this month, this is why June's such an, I saw a post here in the break says, you know, June is the, you know, the great hole of sports. There's nothing going on. I'm like, okay, speak for yourself. But around here, we got June 1st, which means, you know, what we talked about with Kirk Cousins, and we haven't talked about David. You know, I'm not in favor of getting rid of David Onyemata. They could, because his dead cap pick just went down. I'm not in favor of getting rid of Kyle Pitts. I am in favor of getting rid of Kirk Cousins. But that's just where I stand on this. I think that Onyemata has value to this team, not only as a run stopper, but also as a veteran in a defensive line corps that uses that veteran status as something that I think is important to them, even at his age. That's even at his age. I'm going to be 65 tomorrow. I was 32 when David Onyemata was born, even at his age. He's half my age. Oh, he's an old man. Okay. Oh, man. I already completed my first tour of duty at CNN. I was done. And then I went back. See, man, and I did a decade and went back. But I was already through the first tour. But this is an important month for the Atlanta Braves to try to figure that out. It's an important month from the standpoint of the scheduling and to show and prove to us and to themselves inside the locker room that they are actually contenders again this year. It's an important month for Atlanta United because we thought they were building something until last night when that happened. What's it going to be? You know, which way is the second half of the season going to go for them? Then it's an important month, of course, for the Atlanta Hawks because the draft is this month. The draft is on June 25th and 26th. Hawks have, numerous draft picks, including 13 and 22 in the first round, but they don't have a guy in charge yet. You know, so they got to hire somebody to be in charge. What are they going to do when they do? Look at the Indiana Pacers. All right, so the Indiana Pacers take out the New York Knickerbockers, and the Indiana Pacers are going off to the NBA Finals. It'll be really interesting, won't it, to see what the ratings are when we're talking about Oklahoma City and Indianapolis, you know, as opposed to, say, New York and L.A. It'll be interesting to see what the finals ratings are. Look, they're two very good teams, and Hoopheads are going, hey, we're really excited about this. How much does that draw interest to, you know, people in New York watching it? Are they just so like, I'm checking out? And they could, which would really affect the ratings. They could just be so mad that they're like, I'm not watching this. So we'll see how the ratings go. But look at the Indiana Pacers, right? Or look at the Oklahoma City Thunder. Those two franchises, you know, they did things in different fashions, but what Oklahoma City did was they had the three-headed monster, right? And they had the Kevin Durant, and they had the beard, and they had Westbrook, and they moved on from all three, stripped their franchise out, and restarted, and now they've rebuilt a more or less a three-headed monster. Indiana had a really good young core of players, and then they made a really big trade. And that trade resulted in the guy that was the MVP of this series. That trade resulted in a guy that might be for, you know, to Halliburton and everybody else on that team that's contributing. Pascal Siakam is the key, right? He's the key to that team. The Hawks, the Indiana made the deal. They went out with Toronto at a time when, if you recall, and we can switch the way back machine, I was on the air saying the Hawks need to go make a deal to get Pascal Siakam out of Toronto. Don't let him go to Indiana. And the Hawks let him go. And I'm like, okay, that's not where you should be going here, guys. And look at what has happened here with Pascal Siakam going to Indiana. So in my world, we could talk all we want about this good young core of the Atlanta Hawks, which it is a good young core. I'm not denying that. And if it's the young core that we got to dance with next year, that's fine. But is that young core going to get you to where Indiana is right now? Or do you have to make a move to go get a star player in the NBA to come join this team? I'm of the, you got to go get a star player. This is why I'm really curious to find out this month whoever they hire, I don't know if it would be Danny Ferry or whomever, is going to be the new boss. You know, whatever the new boss decides to do, is the reason they got rid of Landry Fields because they wanted to, that ownership wanted to make that huge, big move, that big, gigantic trade to get a guy to go with Trey or to move on from Trey or to do whatever. And Landry Fields said, no, I want to dance with this. This is what I built. I like what we have. Is that the reason that he's gone? Because, you know, he did, you know, for all the bad of Landry Fields, he did some pretty good things too. I got to tell you, I mean, he made some pretty good deals. You know, he's the guy that, you know, people say, well, you know, it's his misfortune that, you know, they happen to have the number one pick in a year where the number one pick was Zachary Risacher. Okay, well, maybe. I mean, maybe Zachary Risacher isn't the number one pick in this year because Cooper Flagg is. Maybe he's the number three or four pick. I don't know. I'm just telling you, he's pretty good. For what it was, I think he made a pretty good pick. I think Zachary Risacher is a really good young player with a lot of upside. We all understand that the Dyson Daniels trade. Look at DeJounte Murray. All the deals they kind of did in and around DeJounte Murray. It actually, in the end, has kind of worked out for the Hawks. It's kind of worked out for them. Because in the Hawks world, Dyson Daniels is an upgrade over DeJounte Murray. There's no argument. I don't think you can argue anything else but that Dyson Daniels is an upgrade. Not that DeJounte is not a bad player. Of course, dinged up and all that kind of stuff. But Dyson just presents something else to you that nobody else does. He should have been Defensive Player of the Year. It's a joke that he wasn't. But that's beside the point. He presents something else to you, right? He presents an opportunity that alongside Jalen Johnson, the growth of, you know, Onyeka Okongwu, who was the number six pick in the draft, after all. I mean, you have a lot of high draft picks, a lot of first-round picks on that team, right? I mean, they pretty much are all first-round picks. Number one pick in the draft, you know, Trey was at the top of the draft. Okongwu was at the top of the draft. Jalen was a great draft pick considering where he was taken in the draft, outside the top 10. But they have a good young core and a bench that, you know, with some, if they draft well this year, either at 13 and 22 or package and move up or whatever they do, I mean, it seems to me that they've got a pretty good young team and maybe they could contend for 50 wins. Certainly top six. Maybe they could contend for top four. They're a good young team. But is it going to get them an NBA world title? There's still with this good team, as good as they could be, and maybe that's what we dance with. We're wrong. Well, okay, let's go and see what we can do. But right now there's a step missing, right? They've got to take – there's a broken step, and they've got to go from – to get to the top, they've got to step from one level, and they've got to skip a step, and they've got to step up, right? Because there's a broken step. And I'm saying to you – maybe now is the time to take that. That's the Pascal Siakam step that Indiana took. They went, yeah, we're not just going to go this step, you know, 4-3-2-1. They're going, yeah, we're going to skip a step. The Hawks need to skip that step. And now maybe that's the time and maybe that's what they're doing. And we're going to find out this month why Landry Fields was let go. Because if this team, now they're never going to say, but if this team, if this franchise makes a huge gigantic move to part with some of their current, you know, not only their draft picks moving forward, but some of their current young stars, plural, I'll tell you that Landry Fields objected to the idea. Now, will it work? I don't know. I've told you. I mean, I'm like, hey, listen, I'll trade Jalen Johnson, Zachary Risacher, you know, Terrence Mann, the 2 picks, 13 and 22, and another number one to Milwaukee for Giannis. Yeah, sure. You want Jalen and Okongwu and 13 and 22 and our number one in 26 and 28? Yeah, okay, sure. I'm good. I'm good with all that. I'm good with yes. But you know, what if you brought Giannis here and it failed miserably and you spent into the second April? First off, I don't give a about spending into the second April, not my money. I'm not worried about the money of Tony Russell or Jimmy Curtis. They've got plenty, okay? They're multi-billionaires. They're not going to – that's an issue, okay? You didn't buy this team to wallow around. You bought this team, and if you have to spend to win titles, that's what you got to do. And so I'm not worried about their money. And don't ever worry about an owner's money because if they win a world title, the value of the franchise goes up so much it covers it. So don't, it's a value-added business. Never worry about money. Okay. And so they end up they're going to be fine. So if it doesn't work and it fails and you give Trey and Giannis a 2-year run and it just for whatever reason doesn't work, fine. Then reset the whole franchise. Start over. At least you took a shot instead of standing around waiting to see if something's going to... I'm tired of this. Indiana said, we're not going to say... this is why I give the credit to the Pacers. Why I credit Oklahoma City. They got there because Oklahoma City said, look, this thing's kind of falling apart around us. Let's just strip the whole damn thing out and start over. And we'll rebuild the franchise, which is exactly what they did. And Indiana said, yeah, we're there, but we're not there. We got to skip a step. Let's go. And they did. And they were both proactive. And as a result of being proactive and having a plan and sticking full gun on the plan, look at where they're at today. You tell me the plan of the Atlanta Hawks. You tell me exactly where they're headed. Because Trevor Slunk got fired because they didn't agree with his plan, and Atlanta Fields got fired. They didn't agree with his plan. We got to get together on the same page, and you got to let us know what that plan is. Be transparent about what the plan is. I would be transparent as what the plan is. Tell us what the plan is. Hire the guy, have tell us what the plan is, and we'll all get behind you. Hell or high water. Just do that. On Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Yeah, my music taste is so unusual, isn't it? Noel's got it tapped. I'm like bipolar music, okay? I'm half Disturbed, Metallica, Black Sabbath, Tull, Zeppelin, AC/DC, and I'm half great old funk, Parliament, Cameo, High Players. Yeah, because that's what I grew up with, you know. On this radio station, by the way, on WZGC Z93. Well, I was, all right, truth be told, I was probably listening to 96 Rock more than I was listening to Z93. Because when I was a young kid, when I was in high school, I thought, you know, in the late 70s, Z93 was the top 40 station. And we would listen to Z93. We'd listen to Quixie, you know, 94Q. But really, it was about 96 Rock. At least for, in my world, you know. I mean, you had, of course, you'd always date the girl that was B98.5. Oh, God. You get in your car and, oh, I want to listen to B98.5. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So the thing about this June is, again, the Falcons are on the clock here. It's June 1. Kirk Cousins' cap hit, dead cap, drops by $27.5 million as of midnight and 1 second this morning. So there's that. There's also all these rumors from CBS saying that the Falcons are supposedly floating the idea of trading Kyle Pitts. I don't know how real that is, but that's what they say. Maybe it is. Maybe the Falcons are. Maybe they're looking at it, you know, saying he's going into his fifth year. You know, we would like to have some more cap room. We think we can go out and get a Keenan Allen and replace him and get something else that will benefit us more. That's possible. And if the Falcons, by the way, Falcons decide to do that, I'm all in, okay? I'm all in on what Terry Fontenot is willing to do. I'm all in on what the new team president of the Hawks is willing to do. I will support it. All I ask is that you give me, as a fan, kind of real clarity as to what it is you're going to do as best you can. I mean, I'm not asking you to give me, you know, sit down there and break down the minutiae of, you know, contract issues here. Obviously not. But tell us what you're after, you know, and what you're trying to do, you know, and then we'll be on board with it here. So there are going to be a lot of big-name NFL players that could be available to the Atlanta Falcons, could be available to everybody. If the Dolphins were to, you know, make Jalen Ramsey available, which he is, we all understand that. Is that someplace you want to go? Keenan Allen, would the Bears make Keenan Allen available? You know, is that a place you want to go? Cam Jordan and Taysom Hill, I mentioned those two guys from the Swampers. I would have kind of keen interest in Taysom Hill myself, only because I get him off that team finally, thank God, because he's the only guy I ever really worry about on that team, honestly. He's the guy that kills us. It's like, oh, don't let that dude kill us. Everybody else, but don't let that dude kill us. You know, so just don't. It was like, the Braves fans will appreciate this. I'm convinced to this day there was a player, for all this goes back, not that far back, but back far enough, named Nick Asaski. And Nick Asaski played for, well, sort of like Marcelo Zuna. Nick Asaski, both of them. Nick Asaski, when he played for the Braves, he just killed the Braves. So finally the Braves said, okay, enough of this. We're going to take this. He's not going to kill us no more. Azuna killed us. So it was like, okay, enough of this. We're not going to take this anymore. It's like Taysom Hill's the same way. How do you make sure you sign him? You bring him to your team, you know? And you come join us. At the very least, you're going to quit killing us, you know? Because if you go out there and, you know, are you really worried about, I'm not really all that worried about Alvin Kamara, okay? I'm sure as hell not worried about Tyler Shough. But when we play the Swampers, I am worried about Taysom Hill, because that dude always ends up somehow with, you know, he's got 82 yards receiving, you know, 74 yards rushing, so much in returns and passing, and he's thrown a touchdown, caught a touchdown. Oh my God. He just is a pain in my rear, you know? So he was that way at BYU. I'm trying to remember there was another quarterback at BYU at the time. Oh, his name escapes me. But he was like, they were doing the Chris Leak kind of, you know, Tim Tebow thing where they were having the two quarterbacks, right? And I don't remember the other guys. Anyway, but you'd watch these two quarterbacks, you know, both valued at BYU. But it was Taysom Hill who was always like, oh, that dude. He's the other guy could pass. This Taysom, he does everything. And so I'd be really kind of intrigued by that. So there's that. And mandatory camp is coming up in 10 days for the Atlanta Falcons. And I know that Broke Down Liar ain't showing up for no voluntary. Will he show up at mandatory? If he does, do they just stick him in a back room, put a dunce hat on him, give him a lollipop, and tell him to be quiet? Which is what I would do. I mean, yeah, that's I'd bury him somewhere in the depth chart so far he couldn't see straight. Because he ain't seeing the light of day in my world. Because I want him gone. But that's just me. Now, could it work out that, God forbid, Michael Penix gets hurt and they put, you know, Broke Down Liar in and he leads the team to a Super Bowl win and we're all sitting here celebrating? I'm going to sit here and go, ah, you know what? I'll tip my cap to the guy. He stuck it out. He played great. I'm real super happy as a Falcons fan that we have it. Okay. Does that mean I'm eating crow? No, not necessarily. It means that, I always said he was a good player. I still think he's a very good player. I thought we saw that the first 9 weeks of the year. First 9 weeks, we go into the bye week last year with that dude, and there are starting to be quiet whispers of MVP because he's in the top three in quarterbacks in the NFL. He just watched. He walked into Philadelphia and stone-colded the Eagles, and all the Eagles did was win a Super Bowl. He walked in there, and in the fourth quarter, he shredded them down the stretch. He won that game. He walks in against Baker Mayfield on Matt Ryan's special day, and he destroys the Tampa defense by setting a new Falcons single-game passing record right in front of Matt Ryan's eyes and throws five touchdowns and beats the Bucs. Beat him twice. So there was some chatter here in regards to him and MVP. It was starting to build going into the break, and then it all collapsed. And my problem wasn't that he got injured. My problem was he got injured, and then I have the same issue that Arthur Blank has. He lied about it. Then he goes out and admits after the season because he wants out. So how does he get out? He has to force the Falcons to let him go. How does he force the Falcons to let him go? Embarrass the team publicly by going on the NFL Network and saying, oh yeah, I lied about all this. Okay. For all the good you did, that is persona non grata. Certain athletes in this town that have come through this town become, for me personally, persona non grata. And when you get to persona non grata, there's no coming back. Okay? Bobby Petrino, persona non grata. Devontae Freeman, persona non grata. Devontae, you listening? You are persona. Ole blocker. Yeah, you dude. You're persona non grata. Because you Ole blocked in the Super Bowl? Yeah, that wasn't a good look, obviously. No, dude, it was because you went out and said, oh, I've always been a Saints fan. I've always wanted to play for this. Oh, really? How do you think that comment was going to play here? Because I know how it plays for me. It plays for me that you're gone. And once you're gone, you're gone. I ain't going back. So you're persona non grata. And for me, Kirk Cousins is persona non grata. Now, am I stuck with him if that's what the Falcons choose to do and they're put in a position where they have to play him? Yes. I mean, I just am. Doesn't mean I'm happy about it. He better play well. I hope he succeeds. But I'm never going to be a fan. And by the way, if he takes us to a Super Bowl, my argument will be to, hey, great, thanks for the Super Bowl. And as soon as the Super Bowl is over, I'm going to say what? Cut him. Not coming back. He could be Super Bowl MVP, and I'd be saying, bye-bye. You're gone. Thanks for the Super Bowl. Take a hike. And Michael Penix is my quarterback. That's just the way I roll, guys. I'm just telling you how I'm going to play this, depending on how it goes. But for the time being, there's no reason for me in mandatory camp or in real training camp or in the preseason or the regular season that I should see that dude doing anything but soft tossing way over on the other side of the field to some number 88 guy on the roster playing catch way the hell over there. Yeah. I don't need him seeing taking snaps. I don't need nothing. Now, that's not necessarily the way they'll play this, but that's what I would do. In my world, that's what I would do, okay? If I were the owner of the team, I'd be like, that dude is... Well, I agree with Arthur Blank, by the way, 100%, 110%. Arthur Blank has played this absolutely, absolutely correctly, okay? He paid him the $10 million roster bonus in March for a reason, so that he could play this card on June 1, which is the card on June 1 is, you're not going anywhere unless we agree. We are in charge here, not you. So Pittsburgh can call up and say whatever they want to do, you know, and we don't know yet about, you know, Aaron Rodgers. I guess it'll become official now in the next 24, 48 hours when he gets cut from the Jets. You know, will Pittsburgh sign Aaron Rodgers? They could. You know, is that a deal that could happen? Fine. And if, by the way, if it does, I couldn't care less. My goal is not to part with Kirk Cousins right now. My goal is to do what Arthur Blank's goal is, which is to maximize the value of that guy and to get as much as we can out of him. Otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, he can rot on the bench as the emergency third quarterback. And that's where he's going to be. He's not going to be on the 53. He's not going to be on, because remember now, there's that new rule. The new rule is the 53 can include a 54th player who is the emergency quarterback. That was that whole thing with the San Francisco 49ers and the debacle of having to play Christian McCaffrey at quarterback because they were out of quarterbacks, right? So, and it's a fine rule. I mean, I think the rosters ought to be expanded anyway. I think 48 should become 53 and 53 should become 58, but, you know, don't talk to me about that. That's an NFLPA thing. But even then, the emergency quarterback can only come into the game, only if the first two quarterbacks get injured. Only. And that's the only. Otherwise, there's no chance he can't get up. He can't warm up. He can't do nothing. Well, I guess he can warm up and walk around. But, I mean, he can't. He's not going to enter the game. He's not on the official game roster until and unless there is an emergency. And that's who he would be on my team. He'd be not the. Everybody says the world's most expensive backup. Nope. Not my world. He ain't the backup. He's the emergency guy. He's with the scout team. He's over there. Ben DiNucci, okay, is ahead of him on the depth chart. It goes Michael Penix, Easton Stick, Ben DiNucci, who's like 40 and been around for forever, and is just like going to be scout team guy. And then Kirk Cousins. He's the fourth guy. He ain't the backup. He's like fourth in my world, okay, because he is not seeing the light of day. So to this point here, what they do from this point forward, now they can finally make a move. And should that be that Aaron Rodgers doesn't work out with Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh wants to call and say, look, we'll offer you a certain amount of cash. Our number three pick from next year that could be a number two, depending on how much Kirk Cousins plays, and the Falcons decide that that's a good enough deal for them. You know, three with a conditional two based on however many games he starts or however many snaps he takes or whatever the condition is to go up to a number two, then fine, make the deal. If that's what if they're good with it, then go ahead, make the deal. Then we're not, because then we don't have that sort of Damocles. Again, okay, I'm talking over the heads of Swampers here before I cut them off here. The guillotine hanging over our heads of what happens if Michael Penix gets hurt and Kirk Cousins comes in and plays well, and do you go back to Michael Penix or do you stay with Kirk Cousins? Because I think all of us are concerned about, you know, the potential of that happening. Now, in my world, it wouldn't happen because Kirk Cousins, unless Michael Penix was injured for an extended period of time. I'm just going to have a backup. I'm going to have a backup that can come in and play a few snaps, could play a half, could play a game. The only way Kirk Cousins would see the field is if Michael Penix has a season-ending injury in Game 3. And, okay. And he's still on the team? All right, fine, you're in. Even then, you know, you're in. You got to play well the rest of the year. And, by the way, no matter what you do the rest of the year, no matter how far we go, by the end of the season here, you're gone. And I just got to sit here with my fingers clenched going, okay, I got to root for this guy, which is not going to be easy. On Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Does it say the year on there? Was this 82? Noel? Because that sounds about right. You can turn it up in the meantime. So that would make this song 43 years old. It was 86. Oh, it was that late. Okay, so still nearly 40 years old. Man, this thing came on. We would crank this, roll the windows down, because we would throw our hands in the air. I mean, Cameo was... Wait, you like Enter Sandman and Down with the Sickness and Word Up? Yes. Blow the roof off this sucker? Yes. Wait, you like Mother's Finest and you like Black Sabbath? Yes. I don't know what to tell you, okay? It just is, okay? It just is. All right, let's get to Keith here with John on this Sunday afternoon. Hey, Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good.
I'm a Bear fan. I'm from Chicago, but I came here in 79, and since you're talking Falcons, I feel like I have a lot of times maybe a little better perspective on what I think, you would like it to play out where Cousins didn't play at all. I think it's going to play out entirely different. And I think there's no question that he's going to be the number two. They know they have to win. The reason why they traded that number one pick to move up and take the defensive lineman from Tennessee was because they know this is the year. They have to win. They can't have a poor season. You're making me laugh earlier with the offensive coordinator ending up the head coach, which to me is completely impossible, because if they don't win right now, they're all fired. So I think Cousin is going to get time in the preseason. I think he's going to be out there. I love the nickname, the Broke Down Liar. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the red shirt rookie is what I'm making Penix. So they'll be out there playing. Then you got the elite processor who, if he's healthy, is going to look really good in camp. And if Penix is, hesitant at all at moments, he's only a second-year player, basically a rookie, didn't play hardly at all last year, didn't play in the preseason at all. Cousins might look better. And these guys need them win. They have to win. If it doesn't go well early, I could see a switch.
Boy, I can't. No, I don't know how you would sell that, Keith, at all to Mr. Blank. I think you're missing a critical element here, which is Arthur Blank told Kirk Cousins to pound sand. You're missing a critical element here, okay? He crossed and lied to Arthur Blank. End of story done. This isn't a coaching decision. This is an ownership decision.
Well, John, I think they're way too easy on the coaches then. Because at this level, if a guy is injured, the coaching staff should be able to see this during practice and during games. The trainers, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach, the head coach should be like, I mean, most fans said, oh, there's something
wrong. We don't have to relitigate that, Keith, because we all agree, okay? This is why they're under the gun. We all agree. We've gone over this ground many times. So you're not telling us anything we don't know. We all get this.
We could come up with a fun name for the staff.
Well, the fun name for the staff is you're fired if you don't go to the playoffs. That's the name. That's the name for the staff.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I agree with you,
Penix, let's be clear about where we stand here. Michael Penix is the starting quarterback on this team. Hands down, no argument, no question. Kirk Cousins will not see the field no matter what unless he's still on the team and Michael Penix gets a season-ending injury. So let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope he's not even on the team so that there's not even the desire or the potential of them having to have that conversation.
I think he's probably on the team because other people don't want the salary and to bring in the cop. You know, I mean, I guess if somebody had a major injury, but I don't know.
I mean, I don't either. So let me ask you, there's a lot of people saying, because, see, you're talking about your Bears here. You know, a lot of high hopes in Chicago surrounding the team with Ben Johnson now in. I'm curious as to how you think Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, does that mesh?
I mean, I'm a Bear fan like you're a Falcon fan. So when I talk to people in Chicago who are Bear fans, or of course, once you get to OTAs, they're like, oh, we got the Falcons' stud young center and their best defensive linemen. We've got, a Doomsday in a second year. We got Williams. He's going to be cure the offensive line. You know, they signed this guard from Kansas City. And they signed another guard from the Rams who'd been with Detroit, who are supposed to be huge upgrades. Yeah, I'm yet to see him play. But when I talk to people there, they're totally sold. We're winning 12, 13 games, and the Packers have no chance. But I'm out of that bubble, too, and I'm like, well, I hope so. Here's my honest opinion, John. I think the Falcons are a 7-8 win team. I think the Bears are a 10-11 win team.
Okay, I appreciate that, Keith. Thanks much, and I appreciate your weighing in here. Okay, that's his opinion. That's not how I see it. He's got it pass backwards, but okay.
There's no bias there, John.
No, look, it's fine. I mean, if you look at the NFC North, there are a couple of wild cards here. One is, how does Ben Johnson's leaving Detroit negatively affect the Lions' offense? How does Ben Johnson's alignment with Caleb Williams, lead to the growth of Caleb Williams? Because the way, again, how you view this, and he just views it from a different prism and a different angle. In my world, again, I can go back to yesterday, Noel, when I was discussing and I didn't want to even bother to ask Keith this question here. Would you trade Michael Penix straight up for, if you look at the six quarterbacks last year in the rookie class, would you trade him straight up for Jaden Daniels? Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yes.
You make an even swap there.
Yep. I would. Yeah, Jaden Daniels, special player. Would I trade him straight up for Bo Nix? No.
No.
Drake May? No. J.J. McCarthy? No. Caleb Williams? No.
No.
I think Michael Penix is better than Caleb Williams. All day long. I think the Falcons know that. That's why when the Falcons flew back from Seattle and had to convince Arthur Blank after the workout in the rain with Roma Dunze and with Michael Penix of, oh my God, we thought Jaden Daniels was clear number one. Because I'm convinced they said, number one, they weren't talking Caleb Williams. They were saying Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix. Now, that doesn't mean that Caleb Williams can't be a star quarterback in the NFL. He may become a star quarterback, and that's up to Ben Johnson to get it out of him and to put players around him. And he may be a very effective quarterback. It could be that the whole class is really good. To me, I find it really interesting, all the people out there who are saying things like, well, and because it's Kevin O'Connell, and Kevin O'Connell, again, I try and be as transparent as I can be. I know Kevin fairly well. I know his family fairly well. He was the quarterback at San Diego State when I was a play-by-play guy. So, and I like Kevin an awful lot from a personal standpoint. I like his family a lot. And so, but Kevin was, and is, to me, a great head coach. And so he was able to get that out of Sam Darnold, okay, after Kirk Cousins left. Can he get that out of J.J. McCarthy? I guess we'll find out. I can't answer that question for you. I think the jury is way out on J.J. McCarthy. But because of Kevin O'Connell's ability to get things out of quarterbacks, a lot of the preseason stuff say, well, the Minnesota Vikings are a 12-13 win team based on their roster, and because J.J. McCarthy is going to be a good quarterback. And I'm like, well, at least we have something to work with Michael Penix. And I think the Falcons believe that Michael Penix is a far superior quarterback to J.J. McCarthy. But the national media goes, yeah, Penix is kind of inexperienced, but J.J. McCarthy, I'm like, okay, well, let's see how that works out. And again, we don't know. If you're an Auburn fan, you might be with me. Were you giving up on Patrick Nick's kid when he was a quarterback at Auburn? Because I was. So when he went to Oregon, I was like, that guy, Because sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. DJ Uiagalelei leaves Clemson, and it's never quite the same. Ends up at Florida State, and it just never kind of works, right? I mean, the whole thing never worked for him. And now he's just lost and gone forever. He's just nothing. Bo Nix went and got the right coach, right system, and flourished. He is a far better quarterback in the NFL after his rookie year than I would have ever thought he was going into, say, his third year down on the Plains. I was like, that dude, nah. We can only work with what we see and what our eyes tell us, okay? And so as a result, I look at Drake May and I go, Drake May's got a chance to be a pretty darn good quarterback. This class could be really good, and J.J. can join the really good class. But to not understand what the Falcons see in Michael Penix, you have the current Falcons out there saying, and they're not just blowing smoke up Michael Penix's suit, skirt here. They're saying, oh, this dude can, now does he have to grow in certain areas? Sure, we saw that last year. He's got to learn to put a little bit more air under the ball when it comes to certain passes that he throws, because he's got such a big, strong arm, that he tends to overthrow some things, which is true. He's got to learn touch. That's a hard thing to learn. I'm sure they're working on that kind of touch a little bit. Let your receivers go get it. Don't have to fire everything in there. But boy, can he got a cannon when he wants to, right? And he's got really good vision. He reads well. He's a starting quarterback. He's a star quarterback in this league. And he's only played, he's only played a couple, three games. Yeah, one of those three games was he went up to Washington and outplayed Jaden Daniels in Washington. You realize that, right? Head up. He outplayed Jaden Daniels in D.C. Should have won the game. You realize that, right? Okay. But try and convince somebody of that. I don't know how you convince somebody of that. Look, we're comfortable with where we're at. If the Bears fans are comfortable with where they're at, that's true. But again, Ben Johnson's a big unknown. How much of a negative is it for Detroit? How much of a positive is it for Chicago? That kind of, does Detroit take a three-game step back and Chicago a three-game step up? Maybe. The Packers are going to be, the whole division's good. I actually think the NFC South is going to be an interesting division because I think you have, a couple of teams on the rise. I think you have three pretty good teams. I think Carolina could be a pretty good team. I mean, when I say pretty good, they're a 500 ball club. I think Tampa's certainly a 500 or slightly better. I think the Falcons are still the best team on paper in the division. And then you have one really bad team that if it does it right, that really bad team will kind of throw the towel in this season and just say we're done and go 2-15. And because that's a team that needs to – what I just talked about in the last segment about the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Saints need to Oklahoma City Thunder it. Now, I have no desire to see them ever be any good. But if they wanted to ever get good, at some point you have to go, okay, we just have to like really stink for a couple of years. We got to get rid of everybody on the roster, unload all these contracts. That means Taysom Hill and Cam Jordan got to go. We got to live with the Tyler Shuffs of the world. And we're not, this is why I don't think they were ever in the business of Aaron Rodgers or of Kirk Cousins. We don't want to make the mistake of stumbling into a couple of wins where we lose the number one pick. And instead of going 2-15, we end up 4-13. And the next thing you know, we lose tiebreakers and have the number three pick. That is the worst possible outcome for them. The best possible outcome for them is to be by far the worst team in the NFL. That would be, if I were a Saints fan, what I'm rooting for, because I want every option available to me with the number one pick in the draft at quarterback, whether that's Arch Manning or Cade Klubnik or whomever. I want that franchise quarterback, and I want that option, okay? So I don't mind the idea of being really bad this year, because that franchise needs a hard – they needed it 3 years ago, and they refused to go through it. And so they stumbled around for 3 years with Derek Carr getting nothing. I said that 3 years ago. That's a franchise that needs a hard reset, and they refused to hard reset it. They were too proud to hard reset it. It's hard. I understand. It's hard to do that hard reset, to be too proud to do a hard reset. It's like you want to – the Falcons, you know, you could have made an argument that post Matt Ryan they should have done a hard reset. And instead, what did we get? Remember, Arthur Smith came in, and what Arthur Blank said is they want to build and rebuild at the same time. You want to win and rebuild, win and rebuild. And so they were patchworking it with all those, you know, guys. That's one of the reasons Terry Fontenot got the job, was because he was so good at finding guys with 1 year left on their contract, veterans that he could bring in for 1 year just to patchwork it through. And sure enough, the Falcons were – for all everybody wants to point out to their record, go back and remember that in each of those seasons, they were in the playoff talk and in the hunt, primarily because of the nature of their division, in every one of the years. They've been in Christmas or beyond, they have been alive to make a playoff spot in every one of the 4 years. You know, and that's what Arthur Blank wanted to be, relevant. He didn't want a hard reset, and they were able to kind of accomplish that, build and win at the same time, even though your definition of winning is, yeah, but that it kind of worked. And then now is the time that it's supposed to all happen. So, again, welcome to June. Watch the waiver wire here in the next 48 hours. It's going to be really fascinating. Does it include Kirk Cousins? Guess good. My thanks to all of you out there, and my thanks to you, Miss Noel. I hope you have a blessed rest of your Sunday there, Noel.
Have a great day, John, in Atlanta.
All right, stand by. Caleb Johnson will take you right to From the Diamond with Grant McCauley coming up tonight at 5 right here on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave. I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.